Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Now, we've got a really interesting guest today. Kat Dawes is the creator of the global transformational movement called Nowism. Hi, Kat.
Hey there. How you going?
Good. Now, what does that mean, Nowism?
Nowism is it's a few things. It's two things. So, first of all, Nowism as a brand is it's an epic reminder service about how awesome you are and all of the potential you have right here in the present moment.
So, is it living in the moment?
Yeah, living in the moment, man. So
yep.
It's actually the art of deliberately participating in the present moment to receive your desired end results right here, right now.
So, okay, so say you're living in the moment. What techniques do you suggest to make us feel like we are living in the moment?
You know what? I totally believe in the art of appreciation. So it's a muscle that can be strengthened, really. So what I do is I take a look around and I just extract what's working right here, right now. You know, what can I appreciate? So if you're outside, maybe it's the trees or the grass or the beautiful weather, or, you know, maybe it's someone that you're with who you love. Or maybe it's, you know, your own creativity, or you're giving thanks for your health or whatever. But it's really about focusing in on the good right here, right now.
So it's about gratitude, is it?
Yeah, it is about gratitude. The breath is a really great thing too, you know. Like, the breath is the ultimate reminder service for me, because you know what? You can't breathe in the future, and you certainly can't breathe in the past. So the breath is right here, right now, in the present moment, which opens you up to the eternal now.
So what do you do, though, when you come across people that are very anxious, that, you know, lead lives that are just jam-packed with, you know, career and activity and all that?
Mm-hmm.
How do you get them to kind of refocus and, I guess, calm down?
Whatever it is they're racing and fussing and worrying about, or whatever they're striving for, is usually something in the future, right? And so what I like to remind people is that, like, whatever it is that you're going for, whether it's an outcome in a career thing or project, or, you know, maybe you want a car or a house or whatever it is you're pushing for, that thing is hooked up to a feeling. It's hooked up to a tonality. So, you know, having a car is going to make you feel free. It's going to make you feel abundance. And ultimately, it's just going to make you feel happy. So Nowism is really about generating the feeling first. So when you get happy, you become the right condition. Then all your dreams can come true.
But how do you manifest that?
You have to, like, create a relationship with the eternal thing that is always present. Now, there's a few things that are always working in your life. For instance, your heart is beating. You don't have to think about that. There's a certain trust that you have with that. Your lungs are extracting oxygen. You don't have to think about taking the next breath, right? So there's a certain things that are harmonious here. The sun is going to rise. You don't have to make a phone call and make sure that gig is covered, right? So here's the thing, is we're not taught this. This is not a mainstream idea, but it's certainly starting to creep into the consciousness of the collective, if you will, is that you can also give over your finances and relationships to this thing that just allows things to work. Now, I'm not telling you just to believe me, but you certainly have to go and put your feet in the water and start to generate a relationship with, you know, what if things always did just work out for my good? What if all my needs were met, you know? And if you start to cultivate a true vibrational tonality that all things are working together for your good, and you're really, really in the now and appreciating, something happens. Things start to turn up. You'll have a friend call you who offers you a suggestion about, you know, something you've been thinking about, or a new job offer comes in, or, you know, something just suddenly lines up. And, you know, there's a massive amount of trust here. And like I said, you can't just believe it. You have to go and cultivate a practice around it.
So,
and that's what I call Nowism.
Well, Kat, thank you very much for joining us today. It's very insightful. Very, very insightful.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks
Enjoy
again.
Enjoy it now.
Thank
Ciao.
You. Bye-bye.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.